Okay, so we're doing the Gemara now. Okay, so basically our Mishnah says, "Hakol k'shem l'kasam gelach chutz mitcheir shel devakatan v'yidur machshir v'katan." Okay, so basically cheirish can't read the Megillah. So the Gemara asks, "Man tana cheirish di'evad namila?" Who's the Tana? Who's the author? Who's hold, of the Brisa of the Mishnah who holds that a cheirish even b'di'evad cannot read the Megillah? Because a simple way of reading it means that he really can read it no matter what. He's possible. Okay, apparently that's a simple implication of the Mishnah. So who's the author? So it's Amar Master Rabbi Yossi. The Tana quotes from Avlosh Milah is no Yatsa. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lo Yatsa. Fine. So that's Rabbi Yossi. So Amar says Umi Maidu Rabbi Yossi who the Eved Nami Lo. How do you know that our Mishnah really means that Mamish if he can't read it even but the Eved it's nothing if he reads it. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Ulchachilu Adalo. How do you have a chaper dami? And when it says that a kol k'shem l'kasam gelach chutz mitcheir shel devakatan doesn't mean that if a shota, if a cheresh did it, it would be nothing, it would be meaningless. It just means he's not kosher to do it. So it means he shouldn't do it. But if he did do it, then it would be okay. So it's just a l'chachila. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees l'chachila that a cheresh shouldn't do it. Because he agrees l'chachila, you should hear it. Right, which made sense with what we said the other day, because he's just saying that halachically the tzuras ha-mitzvah is a ma'aseh mitzvah, is kriya, and that's a kiyum. But it doesn't mean there's not an external kiyum to do a shmiya could be a kiyum in the thing, but that's not the mitzvah. So how do you know, where do you see that our Mishnah implies that a cheresh is mamish, that it's without shmiya, it's zero? Where do you see that? It's not the mitzvah. Where do you see that's the case? Maybe it's just saying that it's a kiyum to have shmiya, and therefore the cheresh shouldn't do it, right? Okay, so we just raised a good powerful question. Okay, is that that if we're learning correctly, that according to Rabbi Yehuda the lechachila, that really Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't incorporate shmiya into the mitzvah. And that's what's kriya is the ma'isa, kriya is the kiyum, that's the whole deal. But it's a separate lechachila, means there's a separate benefit, a separate kiyum to have shmiya. Okay, that's a superadded kiyum in the thing. Okay, that you do shmiya. So if that's the case, now the thing is so I understand lechachila Rabbi Yehuda holds. I should read Kriya Shema in a way that I'm going to hear it. I should say it loudly, so I'm going to hear my own Kriya Shema. That makes sense, because I want to have the Kiyum of Shmiya. But does that mean that a Cheresh, but why can't a Cheresh read for me? Because the Cheresh, it's true, he's not being Yotzei Lechachila, because he doesn't have the Kiyum Shmiya. But he's doing it for me, Shmiya Ka'ona. He's a Mechliya V'davar, because he's doing Kriya. It's a Shmiya Ka'ona, and I have the Kiyum Shmiya, because I'm hearing it. So it's a Shmiya Ka'ona, and I have the kiyum of Shmiya. So why is it? Just because he can't have a kiyum, and he's being motzi me, therefore that kiyum doesn't transfer to me? I mean, how does that work? I mean, maybe it doesn't work, but I don't know. It just seems like, why should that be? But the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold, since by the he holds the chachila by Kriya Shema, you're supposed to hear it. So therefore he's going to hold the chachila, the guy who's being motzi me, I shouldn't have someone be motzi me who can't hear it. Why does that follow? That doesn't follow. He's being motzimi, he's good. Now I'm hearing it. I'm the one who has to hear it. Like we said as an example, like let's say for Kiddush, it's a kiyum to sit down. So let's say someone's being motzimi in Kiddush and he's standing up. So would you say that's not good? And then he's being motzimi and then I sit down. So would you say that that's not l'chachila because he's standing up? We'd say, no, his amira counts for me. Now, he happens to not have the full kiyum because he's not sitting down. But I have his shomei kona, so it's as if I'm saying it, and I'm sitting down. Okay, so is that not l'chachila? That wouldn't seem so. Could argue, Moshe says, you could argue, yeah, maybe it is. Maybe in shomei kona, you can never outdo the guy who's being motzi. I mean, it could be it's Tali and how you understand shomei kona. So it's a good question. I mean, it's certainly a big question, okay? But if you were to say a different svara, that somehow the shmiya is a component of the dibor, it's like a different kind of a dibor. Okay, someone mentioned a pesach says something that's like a communication. But whether that's or any svara, which would say that the shmiya itself is actually a better, the dibor is a different type of a dibor with shmiya, and l'chachila you should do that kind of a dibor. So then you could say that if he's not doing that kind of dibor, then I can't be doing that kind of a dibor, because I am sort of piggybacking onto his dibor. So if his dibor doesn't have that characteristic, then mine can't. But according to this what we're saying, we're saying it's not a different kind of a dibur. We're saying it's an that's what Rebbe doesn't buy. He's saying, you know, it's an external kiyum. So it's an external kiyum, then why can't that carry out? Why can't I have it just because he doesn't have it? We just thought of another question. I want to think. Sorry, Chiyana, this question. It's an interesting question. Okay, so Gary tried the answers. I mean, I think it's a good answer, but we can think about it more. But he says that, what's Shon Shomei Kona? Is Shomei Kona, like, it's like you're actually saying it? So if it's like you're actually saying it, so let's say the Kiddush case. So he's saying Kiddush, it's like I'm saying Kiddush. So now I'm sitting, so I'm saying Kiddush sitting. So therefore, of course, I have the perfect kiyum. So who cares that he's standing? But I'm actually saying it. But he said, simple pshat, that's not Shomei Kona, is that you're actually saying it. Simple pshat Shomei Kona means halachically, if I hear his Kiddush, then the Kiyam, I could partake of his Kiyam. So if his Kiyam is only Kiyam level B because he's standing, then I could only have that Kiyam. Because you can't, like Gary said, you can't say, I'm sitting. You're sitting what? There's no Siruf to an Amiras Kiddush. So sitting is a component of an Amiras Kiddush. It's his Amiras Kiddush. It doesn't have it. Now that Amira applies to me. So I could partake of that Kiyam, but I can never outdo what he has, because it's just, Shemei Kona means that what he has applies to me. So similarly, when it comes to Megillah, so he's saying Megillah, it's not like I'm reading the Megillah and then I'm hearing it. No, it means that his Kiyam, the Kiyam of the Koray, could a carryover apply to me. It's as if I said, but not as if I said the words with my mouth. It means halachically I have the kiyum. His kiyum transfers over to me. Oh, so if that's the case, so if since his kiyum is lacking because it doesn't have the aspect of shmiya, and I am partaking of his kiyum, so I also don't have that. So that's why it's lachili. You shouldn't do it that way. Lachili should hear from someone who's going to have the full kiyum, and therefore Shmiya Kona is going to be the carryover to me, the full kiyum. Okay, so you have to look into Sugyan Shmei Kona. I mean, I'm just saying that at first glance, it doesn't sound like Shmei Kona means if you're actually saying it. I mean, you can't make Allah. It would seem to me, without the Sugya, I mean, you can't say it says you're actually saying it. You're not saying it. I'm just sitting there listening. So it seems, so you can't, you're not putting words into my mouth. It's a Kiyam. It's Allah. It means that it's considered halachically that Kiyam could apply to me. They're saying that it's a machlokas, because some say it's a hefsek in the middle of Shemon Esrei if you're a dushmek on it. I mean, yeah, maybe, but I don't know if that necessarily means that it says if you're actually saying the words. It could be participating in the mechanism of Shemei Kona, it could be a hafsek. I mean, I don't know. You have to look into the Sitzar of Shemei Kona. I'm just answering it according to, I'm saying something about Shemei Kona, which maybe it's not, I don't know. I'm not in the Sugya, so. But I think this would answer the question. But you're right, we'd have to look into it further. So that being said, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is basically asking, on a pshat level, without all these complications, the Gemara is saying, all the Mishnah says is that basically the Chayresh isn't kosher to read the Megillah. So he's saying, how do you know that means that it's Rabbi Yossi, and it means if a Chayresh read it, it would be Pasul, and therefore you're locking the Mishnah into Rabbi Yossi? Maybe it means that L'chachila, he shouldn't do it. But B'dievet, it would be okay, and then it could even be Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, and Tosus makes a point, is that the little Tosus of Dilma says that since the Gemara there paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, so the Gemara wants to try to make our Mishnah in line with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so I mean, we want Rabbi Yehuda. We want it to be Rabbi Yehuda. So saying, why are you boxing yourself in to say it's like Rabbi Yossi, it's lo kelchasa? You could maybe explain our Mishnah to be kelchasa. You always want to do that. So maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda and it's kelchasa. Okay, so what's the force? Okay, so the Gemara says, no, there is a force. Okay, so it says, Lo slakadaitach. Don't think that. Dikatani chereish dumi deshot avikatan. Right, there's a list. Chereish avikatan. Ma shot avikatan dieved nami lo. Av chereish dieved nami lo. He says, wouldn't it be quite funny if you have a list of chereish avikatan? Right? And a chereish is really lechachila. It's only lechachila you can't do it. But b'dieved, it's okay. But a shot of a katan, or even a pasul even b'di'evit, because there ain't a mechuyev that way. Ain't a mechuyev that way. Can't be motzi rav michil rasan. So isn't that a funny thing to say that the Mishnah would group those two together? So the fact that the Mishnah grouped those two together, doesn't that imply that the chayresh is mamish like a shot of a katan, and he's pasul b'di'evit, and therefore it's shitas Rabbi Yossi? Right, so that's his argument. That's why we're saying it's Rabbi Yossi and not Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda is kelchasa, but it can't be, because then the Mishnah doesn't read. How do you write a Mishnah like that? Everyone knows you can't write a Mishnah like that. So what is my answer? It says, no. Vidilma, I'm sorry. Vidilma, not lo, that's the other thing. Vidilma, hakadisa, hakadisa? No. maybe they're different. Right. As strange as it sounds, how do you know? Maybe really the Mishnah is writing Chereish Shadu V'Katan, even though Chereish is only a Pasal HaChila and Shadu V'Katan are a Pasal B'Diavad. Maybe who's to say? I mean, do you really know how Rabbi Yonasi wrote the Mishnah? Maybe that is how he wrote the Mishnah. Right? So obviously this is difficult. I mean, the Gemara is like just changing gears. Like, what was the question? What was that? You know, was the question presumably is saying that you can't write a Mishnah like that. That doesn't make any sense. And the answer is saying, no, maybe it is. Doesn't it kind of make sense? Yeah, why not? Like, it's a funny... Maybe it's a funny kind of like which way? What's right? So is there a Rashi on this? Say the Rashi. Rashi says Ulchachiluhu Delau. Right? It says Ubahot Yikil Nimad Afil Rabbi Yehuda Moda. The Haloshem Yinon Laid the Paligal of the Eved. It's saying that how do you know Rabbi Yehuda holds? How does the Gemara know Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ulchachilu should do it? It says because you don't see anywhere that he argues on that. All you see is that he's saying it's not that you're Yotzei. But presumably he agrees that he should do it. So I think within our Svar it's good, is that because there's no reason to say he argues on this whole idea of that that Kriya is an actualization of your thoughts and that Shmiya is certainly an enhancement of that. He's just arguing that halachically you can't incorporate that into the mitzvah, into the Ikar Mitzvasa. But to say that it's not there's no benefit to that, I mean, where do you see that? I mean, if you saw it, then you'd have to say he argues on this whole thing somehow. But until you see that, why would he suggest such a thing? So presumably he agrees. Okay, the next Rashi says, no, mid sefer Rabbi Yehuda, diktani, I'm sorry, no, there's another Rashi, okay. That's the next thing. That's the problem. Problem is, what's Hamiskana? I mean, Hamiskana is just switch gears in the middle of the thing. Is that a valid way to write a Mishnah? It's not a valid way to write a Mishnah. Okay, good. I think you guys saying that the thing is that, what's the Mishnah trying to do? Okay, because there's a question, obviously, is it appropriate to group these things together or not? To group three things together which aren't exactly the same. So it depends on what you're discussing. So the question is the Mishnah listing Psule Megillah? You know, Psulem Kriyas Megillah. Okay? Is that the subject of the Mishnah? It's studying the Psulem of the Mishnah? If that were so, then what? Then it doesn't make sense to list together two Psulem, which are different. You're studying. If it's a study, if it's an analysis of psulim, so then it doesn't make sense to list together two different chereish shoshotim and katan if they're different types of psulim. I mean, they're not the same thing. I mean, ones they should say pasul l'chachil, pasul l'diav. They're two different things. Okay. Or do you say no? If you look at the Mishnah, I mean, it sounds it's not that way. It's really a kol ksherim l'krosasam megelachotz mechereish shoshotim and katan. So if you say it's a saying, who it's trying to set down who's kasher likros the Megillah, okay? Setting down who are the proper people to read the Megillah. It's not a study of the categories of soul. It's not that kind of a thing. Sometimes you have a halacha saying who should read the Megillah. So these are the people who can read the Megillah. Everyone except these guys. Now, it's true that they're not kasher because of different reasons, right. And they're not kasher in lesser or greater degrees. But it's not kasher, it's not right to have a cheresh read the Megillah. Now, if he does, that's a different question. That's if you're studying the psulim themselves, then you're going to ask that type of a question. But if the question, the subject of the Mishnah is simply to tell me who is the proper person to put up there, neither a cheresh nor a shoten nor a katan is an appropriate person to put up there. You're not supposed to do it. That's not they're not kasher. So that's what his answer is that you're right. If it were the case that the Mishnah is listing psulim, then it's not right, and then you can prove your thing. But who's to say? I mean, maybe the Mishnah is saying it Dilma. Maybe it's really just trying to tell you. Rabbi Yehuda's point is just to tell you it's kosher, and he's excluding all the people who aren't kosher, and he's not going into the psulim. It's not an analysis of the psulim. It's just telling you it's kosher. So therefore, it makes sense to equate them because they're all exactly the same insofar as the fact they're not kosher. Not kosher. They're all not kosher. It's true. They're all not kosher. They're different insofar as how they're possible, but they're all the same insofar as they're not kosher. I don't know if the Gemara is saying that's definitely what Rabbi Yonasi is saying. Just saying you can't prove it to me. It says Dilma. It's possible that's what Rabbi Yonasi is doing. So you can't prove to me that the Mishnah is can't be Rabbi Yehuda because it doesn't make any sense to do it. That's true. If the Mishnah were trying to list psulim, it wouldn't make any sense and it couldn't be Rabbi Yehuda. But that's not a proof. Maybe that's not what it's trying to. Maybe the Mishnah and sounds, but it's hard to get from the sound. But they say maybe the Mishnah is just trying to tell you a kol ksherim l'krosas Megillah. It's not interested in going into the specific psulim. So if that's what Rabbi Yonasi's interest is, again, it's hard to know what he's how he's supposed to figure that out. But if that's what he's interested in, then there's no problem putting together two things which aren't the same, because who cares? They're all not kosher. So it's saying you can't, it's not a proof that it's not Rav Yehuda, so it still could be Rav Yehuda. That's what it's saying.